Hi there. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. I'll be in all week. She's out fishing. She's having some fun, and she'll be back next Monday. My fun is watching TV, and Alexander Zalbin joins us now, lead editor of Lifestyle at Fansided. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for playing my official intro. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Our producer, Brian, said, I'm going to play this Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, and I have never seen a minute of any of this. So talk to us about House of the Dragon.
Sure. I think you're probably the only person in America, but at
really?
The same time, a lot of people watch it. It's still very, very big. It was one of the hugest shows on TV towards the end of Game of Thrones, which is very controversial. But they've managed to win back a lot of the, frankly, bad blood that happened because of the finale of Game of Thrones with House of Dragon, which just kicked off its second season last night on HBO. You can stream it on Max, one episode a week versus multiple episodes like a streaming show. So, yeah, it's back. It's very dark, very intense. They did one of the darkest things either show has ever done in last night's episode. So, actually softened it from the books a little bit. So there you go. If you want a dark fantasy series, it's back after several years.
Okay, so there are dragons, and what else is in the show?
There's dragons, there's houses, we could definitely say that. So it's basically, it breaks down to, there's two parts of kind of the same family. I'm really simplified here. And they control various dragons. They're looking to control the realm through a various series of mistakes and errors and misconstrued things in the previous season. They are now at the brink of war heading into season two. And that's where we found ourselves in the premiere without getting too much into spoilers. Things get much, much worse. And over the course of the season, you're going to get to see an event that is called the Dance of Dragons that we never got to see on Game of Thrones, where it is dragons fighting in the sky and other things like that. So,
all right, so I understand why I haven't watched it. I know it's popular. I've heard of it. But I am into something that is extremely dark and gory and uses bad language, and it's a show called The Boys. And season four's premiere was a couple days ago. We watched it last night for Father's Day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So for people who haven't seen The Boys, I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised I do like this. It's very dark and gory and crazy.
But it's also very funny at the same time. And if you're into superhero stuff, it definitely skews older kids. Do not check this out under any means. But what it does is it pits the basic concept of the show is it takes place in a world where there are superheroes. Superheroes are the biggest celebrities in the world. And they're kind of depraved and unchecked because of that. Nobody is telling them not to do things. And for a team that's loosely called The Boys, led by the actor Carl Urban and Jack Quaid, who people might know, and a couple of other folks, and they're fighting back against them, sometimes in bloody and extremely violent ways, like you said. But the thing that really works about the show, beyond being often a very funny parody of superhero culture and things like Marvel and DC, is it has a very pointed thing to say about Hollywood. It has extremely pointed things to say about government and the way that they're separated ideologically today. And that gets even bigger in season four. The first three episodes are up on Prime Video now. They all debuted. And then you're going to get one episode a week every Thursday for the next couple of weeks. And this is a kind of an election-themed season. They just had the presidential election, and it's going to lead up through certain events that we may know from the real world without getting into too much spoilers. But at the same time, again, it's raunchy, it's funny, the characters are really good. Season four may not be the place to jump in just because they're starting to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Season five was announced as the final season, but it's a great show. Go back to the beginning. Watch it. Also watch, there's a spinoff that's more teen-focused called Gen D, which is also really good. And they started to Marvel-style tie the two shows together.
Yeah, I watched that and enjoyed it as well. That is good. Homelander is like this head superhero, and boy, do you love to hate him. He's a great actor. He plays this character well. I don't know the guy's name. I'll look it up.
The actor's named Anthony Starr, and he really is maybe the best villain on TV right now.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, so that's The Boys season 4 premiere happened, and it's on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I watched this show. It looked interesting. So my son and I watched Eric, featuring Benedict Cumberbatch. Basically, it is a puppeteer who has something happened to someone in his family, and he's not very stable. Would that be a good way to loosely explain things?
That's a good way of boiling it down without spoilers. I will mention it's on Netflix. It's 6 episodes. It takes place in the 1980s. There's some very surreal, fantastical elements that happen throughout the show. And so far, it's a really big hit on Netflix. I don't think you're going to see a second season of it necessarily. But again, it's a very dark show and a very serious show at times that deals with some serious things that happened in the 80s and otherwise. So definitely check it out. Benedict Cumberbatch and the rest of the cast are great in it. But again, not one to watch with the kids for sure with this one.
Yeah, I guess I'm into like dark things. I don't. Well, we'll try and lighten it up. Well, maybe not. We will discuss more, though. We're going to take Mary's going to take a look at the weather and the traffic. Then we'll continue with Alexander Zalbin, and we'll talk TV and what's coming up because it's a great pastime. That's all I'm going to tell you, Mary. What do you have for us? Hi, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. I'll be in all week for Lisa. She's out having fun. And we are talking to Alexander Zalbin, lead editor of Lifestyle at Fansided.com. That music is from The Bear, and people in Chicago love that show as well as other cities. But that is coming back at the end of the month, right? Couple weeks?
Yeah, season 3 is coming back on June 27th. Once again, they are dropping all episodes at the same time just to really stress everybody out. There's 10 episodes in the season, and they're all popping up on that day.
Now, the Chicago, the Italian Beef originated here in Chicago, and they play it very well. No one else is claiming responsibility for the Italian Beef, so I'm happy to see that. It's not shot in Chicago, though, at all, is it? There are some exterior shots, I believe.
Yeah, I'm honestly not quite sure where it's shot. But yes, they probably did exteriors there and shot at other places.
Jeremy Allen White is the lead character, and it's if you haven't watched it, you really should check it out. And that's June 27th. Where do we see that, Hulu? FX.
Yeah, that's all on Hulu. It stars Jeremy Allen White as a chef of the Beef restaurant by season 3. They've turned it into a fancy high-end restaurant, and that's really all we know about the new season. They're very secretive about this show. One thing that I will mention that's kind of neat, he co-stars with, I always mispronounce her name, but Ayo Edebiri, who plays a sous chef and then partner on the restaurant. She's actually going to be directing an episode of the upcoming season. I believe it's her first time ever directing something, so that's pretty cool.
She is very cool. She did great on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I think it's Ayo Edebiri. I could be wrong, but that's what you said, so I'll give you... If we're wrong.
It's my fault if
yes,
we got it wrong.
It is. And something else I recently watched, I believe it's on Apple TV Plus, Palm Royale. I'm a huge fan of Kristen Wiig. I think she is so unbelievably funny, and her acting is fabulous in this show.
Yeah, that's all on Apple TV Plus right now. There is one season that actually got picked up for a second season, which is pretty cool. But it takes place in 1969, and it's basically about Kristen Wiig's character trying to get into this exclusive country club called the Palm Royale. It's not, like you said, a goofy comedy by any means. You know, there's comedic elements, but it can skew serious, think dramedy, I guess. There's also Ricky Martin is in it, Leslie Bibb, Laura Dern, Allison Janney, Carol Burnett. It is a wild, wild cast in the way that only Apple can do it. All 10 episodes are on Apple TV Plus now, and you can look forward to a second season coming at some point. It was just picked up this month, so
that's good news.
We'll be by next year.
And her husband is played by a guy named Josh Lucas, and I had to look him up. He's been in a lot of things. I did not realize it, but he was in Fast and Furious. He was in a movie with Reese Witherspoon that I can't remember.
Alabama. Yeah. That's probably what people know him best for.
Right. And he is the voice of the Home Depot commercials. So I thought that was fascinating. So now I'm now going to go buy a Sawzall after watching that show. And some documentaries have started or will be soon. One about the Brat Pack, which, I mean, I loved the Brat Pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a documentary called Brats, not to be confused with the gigantic dolls that you see in the toy aisle. It is directed and stars Andrew McCarthy, who was a member of the Brat Pack back in the day. Folks, people who are maybe younger listening don't know, was a group of movie stars. They were lumped together by an article in New York Magazine, if I remember. And the idea of the documentary is that kind of stuck with Andrew McCarthy for years, this moniker of Brat Pack. He didn't like it. He feels like it really hobbled his career. So he checks back in with certain other members of the Brat Pack. Not all of them. You won't see Molly Ringwald in here. I think also Anthony Michael Hall decided not to do the documentary. But a bunch of others, as he sort of wrestles with what did this do to their career, that they were all lumped together as this group of young partiers who are making movies at the same time.
And Demi Moore is in it. That kind of surprised me, if you want to know the truth. I didn't think she would have agreed to do it. I think Rob Lowe is in it as well, and Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, and you might not be surprised to learn that Debbie Moore, I guess this is spoilers for real life, but Debbie Moore and Rob Lowe are the ones who are like, it wasn't too bad. Their careers have been okay. And everybody else is like, it really hurt us a lot. So your mileage may vary in terms of it. And obviously, Andrew McCarthy doesn't have a lot of distance on the subject matter, per se.
All right. Well, I want to watch that. And I love Cyndi Lauper. She just announced her last tour. And there's a new documentary, Let the Canary Sing. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't seen this, but this is on Paramount Plus. And as far as I've heard from other folks, there's some fantastic stuff about her making her music, you know, that is mostly the first half. In the second half of the documentary, it starts to meander a little bit, but she's been such an amazing figure for so many years. She's been so powerful and outspoken on so many issues as well. And Paramount Plus actually has a really good track record, I think, with music documentaries, so definitely worth checking out.
All right, that's called Cyndi Lauper, Let the Canary Sing. And finally, before we let you go, there are a bunch of new horror movies that have been released. Talk to us.
Yeah, the main one that I wanted to highlight, there's a movie called I Saw the TV Glow from A24, the movie studio. And if you're scared of horror, which I totally get, this isn't actually scary so much as existentially scary. It's available for rental right now, so you can check it out on all digital platforms. It stars Justice Smith, who's a good person that people might recognize. And it's tough to explain it other than it is two kids back in the 90s who bond over a Buffy the Vampire Slayer-type TV show. And it has a lot to say about fandom and how people interact with TV, how we become obsessed with TV. Per the discussion we've been having today, Wendy, it gets very dark and very upsetting by the end, so just be prepared for that. But I watched it the other night. I hadn't seen it in theaters, and I was completely floored by it. From a director named Jane Schoenbrunn, who did a movie called We're All Going to the World's Fair, and it's similarly very, very beautiful. So if you want something to check out that's going to leave you feeling a little shaken by the end, highly, highly recommend that.
I saw the TV glow. And A24 is like the hot new film company that's doing everything, right?
Yeah, they currently, for the most part, can do no wrong. Everything that they put out is just becomes a hotbed of discussion on social media and otherwise. And they're putting out some really good films at the same time.
And we have 30 seconds here. Not a lot of time for you, but I finally saw Baby Reindeer. Listeners, if you haven't seen it, it's worth a watch. It's different. But the acting is fabulous. Do you think it'll be up for an Emmy or not?
I think so. What everybody's been talking about with that is once that came out, nobody expected it to be enormous for Netflix, but it's one of their biggest shows since Squid Games, and it's going to completely shake up the Emmys. You know, it sort of already has things like Shogun, which is another phenomenal show that's all on Hulu, originally limited series, and there's a little bit of a suspicion that they moved that to ongoing series, and they are continuing that series to get out of the way of Baby Reindeer. So that's going to be big.
Really interesting and great acting. That's what I'll say. Alex, so nice to speak to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. You can find him at fansided.com, lead editor of Lifestyle, Alexander Zalbin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. Always a pleasure.
We'll talk to you soon. And news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next here on 720 WGN.